From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions has declined to pursue charges against Wasilla Republican Senator David Wilson for a May incident in which he slapped Anchorage Daily News reporter Nathaniel Hirsch. In a letter today to Juneau Police, Chief Assistant Attorney General Andrew Peterson wrote that it's unlikely the state will be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Wilson acted with a specific intent to harass or annoy Hirsch. That's the standard for determining harassment in the second degree. Peterson wrote, quote, "This in no ways implies that Senator Wilson's conduct is not of concern, but rather that the resources necessary for this prosecution is disproportionate to the conduct, especially since the legislature has the authority to address this conduct through other means," end quote. Hirsch recorded audio of the slap. Wilson says he wants to put the incident behind him.
"We have much more pressing matters at the state. I never had any ill will, malicious intent, or intentions toward Mr. Hirsch. I respect him as a journalist, and I hope that we can continue on with a professional relationship, as I feel, since we are so secluded in Juneau, I feel journalists down there have one of the key voices to the people of Alaska to help disseminate the information that happens in Juneau."
The Senate has not taken any public action in response to the slap. A Russian competitor to Alaska's proposed LNG pipeline loaded its first cargo last week. Russian gas giant Novatek reported that Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to the remote Arctic Yamal Peninsula for the ceremonial opening of the plant. $27 billion liquefied natural gas project is heavily funded by partners in China. It's coming online in stages. When completed, it will be almost as large as the proposed Alaska LNG project. Last week, Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation President Keith Meyer said that Russia's project is competition.
"No question about it. And Russia is close to China. They're building pipelines, you know, so they will be getting supply from Russia. Russia is now as an Arctic project than they've talked about more."
But he says Alaska has an edge.
"When a large utility looks at Russia versus Alaska, again, Alaska stands pretty tall from a reliability and certainty standpoint and a supply security standpoint."
Meyer says Sinopec, a Chinese oil and gas company that has signed an agreement to explore Alaska's LNG project, also has a deal on a pipeline to deliver gas from Russia. The number of homicides in Alaska's largest city has again hit an all-time high. Anchorage police have investigated 34 killings in the city so far this year, including a fatal shooting near downtown on Sunday that led to a standoff and ultimately the suspect arrest on murder charges. And quick look at weather. It's 45 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. National Weather Service is predicting another round of heavier rains Wednesday to Thursday in southeast Alaska. Rainfall totals from Wednesday morning through Thursday afternoon will range from 2.5 to 3.5 inches.